SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Illinois is the latest state to consider removing former President Trump from the primary ballot.
Clark Erickson, a retired judge and a Republican, presided over a hearing in Illinois Friday at which attorneys for Trump and citizens seeking to keep him off the state's ballot presented their arguments. The Illinois State Board of Elections is expected to consider his recommendation on Tuesday. Erickson wrote that Trump should be removed from Illinois' primary ballot, concluding that a preponderance of the evidence presented proved that Trump engaged in insurrection in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. But he also said the decision should be left to the courts. Comparing an attempt to resolve a constitutional issue with an election board hearing to holding a heavyweight boxing match in a telephone booth. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden promises a U.S. response to an attack in the Mideast that killed several American service members and wounded several dozen others.
The president said the U.S. military had a tough day when three Americans were killed and dozens more military members were injured near the Syrian border. Speaking at a Baptist church in South Carolina, Mr. Biden said the U.S. shall respond after he observed a moment of silence. He blamed Iran-backed militias for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strikes by such groups against American forces across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that former President Trump issued a statement calling the attack by Iranian proxies another horrific and tragic consequence of Joe Biden's weakness and surrender. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel calls ceasefire talks with the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt constructive, but adds that significant gaps remain, says the discussions will continue in the coming weeks. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed now, with the Dow down 16 points. The Nasdaq is trading 8 points higher. The S&P 1 point in the red. This is SRN News. Denomination looks to expand.
The Global Methodist Church, which was formed in response to the breakup of the United Methodist Church, is making plans to set up shop in the Southwest and along the West Coast. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post, quote, "Several of the local churches that will become members of the Western States Provisional District are new church plants. Others are ones that disaffiliated from the UMC. The GMC was formed in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church says it will fight the center-right government's plans to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they'll present their views to congregations nationwide and to lawmakers who will be debating the proposals. A statement by the Greek Orthodox Synod says that while the legislation is the job of Parliament, that doesn't relieve the Church of its duty to inform the faithful. This is SRN News. It was a tragic and deadly mistake in California.
A 911 recording shows a police dispatcher failed to tell two officers before they were fatally shot by a convicted gang member that the suspect reportedly had a gun and was under the influence of drugs. El Monte Police Officer Joseph Santana and Corporal Michael Paredes were killed in 2022 while responding to a report of a stabbing at a motel. The gunman, Justin Flores, then took his own life. Jason Walker reporting.
Oklahoma State Trooper Jesse Gregory thrown to the ground when a vehicle he had pulled over for a traffic stop was hit by another vehicle, says he feels lucky he was able to walk away. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol posted dash cam video on its Facebook page. It happened recently along I-40 near the Oklahoma City suburb of Yukon. More details, SRNNews.com.